Good evening, afternoon, or night, in whatever part of the world you are. This is John R. from the Blue Power Hour. And with us today is Mr. Terry Evans, one of the finest blues men from the United States of America and also from the Mississippi Delta. This show originally was going to be about the crossroads. In fact, we will still talk about the crossroads, but it's more turned out to be more about Terry. Terry, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from a little town called Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Thank you. What was your daddy a musician? Did he play?
No.
Anybody in your family a musician?
No, my cousins and things like that, my aunts and things were people up here as an organ player in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And they could read music and stuff like that. You know,
yeah.
You know. But blues players.
The devil's music, right? It was called the devil's music. What was school like?
Whenever I would go to school, I get chance to meet my friends and then play sports and stuff like that.
Of course, that you play.
Okay, anything you can do. Football, basketball, softball, soccer and stuff like that was unheard of at that time.
Yeah.
But football and basketball was my sports.
And tell me, what kind of music did you listen to when you were a kid?
Well, I listened to all kinds of music. I listened to country music, I listened to blues, and I listened to gospel music, and I even listened to what they call classical music.
What kind of classical music?
Woody Herman and all those kinds of things.
I say that's class.
Yeah. I'm gonna go to the
You were talking about growing up in a church. You must, did you start singing in the church?
Well, you know, my folks had told me that I didn't need to be a church before. I mean, I grew up in the church. And then I started out in the church, you know, in the junior choirs and junior senior choirs and then graduated to the senior choirs. You know, as you get older, you grow up in status. But that's when I originated from the church. In the church.
Well, when you were when you started becoming interested enough in the popular music of the day, which is basically in that era was a lot of blues and R&B, there were a considerable amount of places around that area, clubs to do drop in. Was one of them. Of course, there's a do drop in just about every town in the United States. But you were mentioning a club. It was very, very famous.
It was a club called the Blue Room Skyline. And it was owned by a gentleman by the name of Tom Rent. And it's a well known, I'm surprised that you don't have it on some of the magazines, but it's a well known spot. And a lot of the older musicians and Jason and bands and things like that used to come and play there, like Seth Smoke has been there. And in this club, you have all the pictures of all these people, Joe Williams and things like that, who appeared there around the walls and, you know, inside the club. So that's how I knew that these people had played there. Now, I didn't actually see them play there, but because of the, you know, all the pictures and things they had around the wall, I knew that they had been there.
Did you happen to see anybody before you left Vicksburg of note? That played around that area.
Yeah, I used to see people like Bobby Blue Band. I don't want to know.
feel lonely in the middle of the night. I need to find everything's all right. Come on, baby. 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 Come on, come on, baby, come on, baby. I'm begging the baby, I'm down on my knees. Come on, baby, let's get on me. Come on, baby, let's get on me.
Where did you hear them? Where did you listen to them?
Well, we had a good sneak out and turn the radios down real low, you know. And if my folks caught us listening to that music at this time, they would, you know, we'd get what they call it.
What was the name of the radio station? Do you remember any call letters or a radio station then?
We used to listen to stations out of Memphis and stations out of Jackson, Mississippi. One of the call letters from Jackson was WOKJ. if you recall that station, but they had people, Dick probably a Dick Duncan by the name of Papa Locke and,
About Rufus Thomas, do you remember him?
Yeah, I remember.
I've forgotten the call letters of station he was on, but I know that he's still on the air in Memphis.
Yes, yes.
I saw him 2 weeks ago, as a matter of fact, his old pink hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
WDIA?
WDIA, I think you're right. I think you're right. WDIA, the man has been around a long time and has been a champion of blues and R&B, and now, as they call it, deep soul music. Yeah, he still is. And still is as ornery as he ever was. But tell me, let's talk a little bit about the crossroads, since we originally started out to talk about this. When did you first hear about the term the crossroads?
Well, I heard about it when I was a little kid coming up. I mean, you know, when folks would catch us listening to music or something like that, they would say, well, you know, that was the devil's music, so and that's when I heard about the crossroads and stuff like that,
yeah.
You know, and I really don't understand what it really means, except that my perception of it, my understanding of it, is the crossroads is something that everyone experiences, and it's within you, it's within your mind.
Yeah.
And talking about decisions you make in life, you have ways to take, you know, in life. May it be with the Almighty God, or may it be with the devil. I mean, you know, so we all have a crossroads in life, you know.
I think we all come to a whole bunch of crossroads in life. I mean, we can make the choice between right and wrong just about every day. When I originally thought about doing this, because so many people had asked about the crossroads, I contacted a gentleman named Patrick LeBlanc, in Abena, Mississippi. Right. At the Mississippi Crossroads Radio Network. And Patrick sent a whole raft of information here via fax and a whole bunch of maps, a thing called the Traveler's Guide to the Crossroads by a gentleman named Jim O'Neill. And he sent, there are several maps here from Tunica County, one from Sunflower County, one from Coahoma County, one from Washington County. So I think Bolivar County, Tate County. I mean, it seems like you are absolutely right. The crossroads is in your mind. But there's, of course, the story about Robert Johnson, who was said to have sold his soul to the devil at the crossroads. This information that Mr. LeBlanc sent to me said that actually that Robert Johnson went into a graveyard and straddled a grave after calling a gentleman called Legba, who was God of the crossroads. And Legba said to him, "Yep, go ahead on in." And I guess Legba is like the man who opens the door for you to go in and sell your soul to the devil. Anyway, some people say that Robert Johnson came out of that graveyard the next day playing Preacher's Blues, the song Preacher's Blues. And, of course, a lot of people think that that's just a myth. I tried to find someone here who was familiar with that culture and with that theology, but I couldn't find them. The closest one I understand is in Louisiana, in the bayou somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the crossroads is in your mind, and if you want to sell your soul to the devil, then go ahead, man. Good luck to you. But you're going to have to deal with Legba, who is also called the Trickster.
Yes, yes.
And if you saw the movie Crossroads, you'll know that the man is definitely a trickster. Now let's back to Timmy. I already asked you who you listened to when you were a kid, and he played in your area. But do you remember a radio station called WLAC in Nashville, Tennessee?
Yes, I do.
Who did you listen to? Do you remember who you listened to?
John
Richburg. Right, John Richburg. And I just want to let you know, folks out there, if you would be interested in hearing one of the finest R&B disc jockeys and a good friend of mine, bless his heart, John Lamar, on WLAC in 1963, within a week, we shall have his show up there exactly the way it was, which is it's an air check. And you can buy these air checks from his wife, and we will give you all that information. You can buy these air checks from Margaret, and if you would, it would be greatly appreciated because that's part of her income. That's part of how she lives since John died. Now, let's see. Another question. Were you performing before you left Pittsburgh?
Yes, I was. As a matter of fact, we had the opportunity to perform in this club, the Blue and Sapphire. And I used to sing with a group called the Red Tops.
Red Tops.
Yeah, the Red Tops. I don't know if you're familiar, if you've ever heard of that. Well, it wasn't a nationally known
band. Yeah.
But they were popular in the Mississippi area, in that territory,
yeah.
You know. And so I used to work with them. We used to play a lot of white clubs and some of the fraternal orders, you know, the Elks Lodges and the Moose Lodges, all those kind of places. And then we do golf. They have a clubhouse on the golf course, you know. We play things like that, and proms and all kinds of things like that. So, yeah, I was performing. And I used to sing with a group called the Knights. We had a quartet, which is where I first started performing. Those are the guys I first started performing with.
Who was in that group in here?
Gentleman by the name of Suge Knight, Suge Knight's son is the owner of the
of Death Row Records. Well, that's something.
Yeah. So it was Suge Knight and Charles Knight, two brothers, and Sidney Caldwell and Alvin Sanders. And one of the guys is deceased. Sidney Caldwell is deceased now. But that's how I got, I got started.
What part did you sing in?
I sang different parts, I could sing up, high, medium, and low, you know.
You've always been able to do that. Yeah. It always amazed me the range you got, you know.
Hey, this is John Reese, Blue Panorama, and we're going to come out right now for this half of the show. Come on back with Mr. Terry Evans on the Blue Power Hour on part two.